As far as receiving, we had Robert Davis, 9 catches for 125 yards and 1 touchdown. Donovan Harden had 80 yards. DeMarcus Kirk had 48 out of the backfield. Penny Hart with 73. Keith Rucker for 58. Seems like Rucker can be a monster tight end when he needs to be. When he needs to be. And he seems to be a pretty popular target down the field. I like his development. And, of course, Todd Boyd had the catch for 28 yards, which helped set up a score. What other things are I going to bring up to you guys? Oh, the fact that Will Lutz continues to, he had a 50-yard field goal. He just continues to just get better and better. As I said on a previous show today, I'm hoping some people out of the, northeastern side of Florida maybe give him a look. I'm just saying. They're welcome to join us in the booth up there in the media row. I think they'd enjoy it. But overall, definitely like this game. Your final score obviously being... it's in front of me. Where'd it go? There it is. 31-19. It was pretty comfortable. At no time did I really feel like Ball State had the advantage, even when they had the lead, which the only time they really had the lead was they had the first score. And then when they scored a touchdown early in the second, but at no time did I think we were in any kind of imminent danger. They are a good team, but we seem to be controlling them pretty well. Moving on, I'm going to go right into the game notes. GSU decided to, GSU ended up receiving to start with. I believe Ball State won the toss and decided to defend. They started with Neal with a run. It was no gain, but at the same time, it was starting to establish the run a little bit. 6 yard pass to Hart, and then there was no gain on third. They ended up punting. It's okay. 3 and out to start with. I'd like a little better than that, but at the same time, they're getting acclimated to the Muncie, Indiana crowd and field, which was a little different. Lutz had a good punt to the 15, it was returned to the 20. Starting to get really good on punt coverage and kickoff coverage. It's special teams is coming around, just like the defense. Good pressure by Georgia State forced a punt to the 13 on the other side, obviously. It was a fair catch signal on that one. Start the second drive, it was a face mask on Ball State. Put the ball on the 28-yard line. It was on a rush, and it was definite. There's no, nothing about that except for I'd rather not see the face mask, but the face mask helped us. They were trying to establish the run early with Neal. Neal seemed to be their lead horse coming out of the stable here. It ended up being a 4th-and-1. They weren't quite able to move it. Kicked the ball all the way to the 34 on the other side, clearly. Ball State decided to run more on that particular drive. They started to move the ball a little bit. The third down was converted by them. They seemed like to pass to the flats where they were setting up screens all the time. That was Ball State that was doing that. Good coverage again, forced the quarterback run, which Baker ended up tackling him on that. Ball State made it to the red zone. Joseph Peterson with a good run stuff, forced the field goal try. Of course, the 35-yard field goal was good. Made it 3-0 with about 4:45 to go in the first. Kickoff was to the 10. It was returned to the 25 by Green. Green is really establishing himself as a pretty good kick returner. And I definitely like his play. He seems to have good vision, especially when the blocks fall into place. On the third drive, they were passing more on this drive. Nick hit Harden for 11. Of course, there was holding, so they moved the ball back for GSU. third and 10 pass for 25 yards to Hart. They ended up getting it all the way to the goal line because of some big plays. First and goal, Neal did the rush for the touchdown, made it 7-3. Kickoff was to the 20, which is returned to the 24. Once again, not gaining a whole lot. That brought us to the second quarter. In the second quarter, Ball State was driving early. Big play by them down to the 4. Joseph Peterson had the tackle on that. Touchdown Ball State. It was a pass, just a little short pass. So hard to defend near the goal line. But that made it 10-7 with 10.5 to go before our halftime. Start of the fourth drive. The kickoff went out of bounds for Ball State, so they got the ball on the 35. The Panthers did. There was a lateral to the wide receiver. Then he ran towards the sideline and chucked it out of bounds, 40 yards downfield. That's the play I was talking about. Yeah, let's work on that one, guys. Neal had a great run, and he got hurt on the play. He was really starting to get his groove, so I hate that he got hurt, and hope he gets better very soon. He did have some surgery earlier in the week to repair some meniscus damage. Like I said, coach said it's anywhere between 4 weeks to the end of the season. They'll evaluate it from there, but he is a redshirt sophomore, so, you know, we'll be seeing some more of him in the future. I just hope it's in the near future, and I hope he's a lot better health-wise. I feel like he's really in, you know, catching his stride as far as rushing. Nick's play to this point was very good, and overall it was very good. He had good decisions at the right times. He was not trying to force the ball. He was not trying to make too much happen. If he didn't have a play, he got out of it. If he did have a play, he was making it. It's the way you want your quarterback to play. Minimize mistakes, minimize options and opportunities for mistakes. Georgia State was driving at this point. Nick to Robert Davis for the touchdown. It was a drive of 65 yards. Made it 14-10, which they never gave up the lead again. Linebacker James Traylor was injured on the play. I believe he's going to be okay. I think he returned, if I heard correctly. If I didn't, I apologize. I'm pretty sure he ended up being okay. Big play up the middle to Davis on their fifth drive. Rucker with the catch to the 2, and then Lytle gains 1, then he got up kind of slow. Nick with the keeper for the touchdown, made it 21-10. We had about 3 minutes to go before halftime. It was a really cool keeper. I like that one. The Panthers were winning every facet of the game. Eight plays, 63 yards, 6.5 minutes on that last drive. Kickoff was a touchback. Ball State was trying to play sideline small ball, trying to conserve the clock, trying to do that. There was good coverage by the Georgia State defense, especially Peterson, Baker, and Batiste, who, like I said, got accolades this week. Congratulations to him. Big pass by Ball State to the 48, right across the 50 there. Because, of course, wherever the 48 be. Yeah, I know what you guys are thinking. Then another pass to the 45. GSU was able to force a turnover on downs. It took over and with their sixth drive, Nick hit Todd Boyd to the 31. Pass to the 25. There was a penalty, personal foul. Let's see. There was a pass to Hart to the 30. False start on 72. Moved the ball back. Pass to Kurt to the 24. Pass to Kurt to the 33 with 4 seconds left. Field goal try by Lutz at 50 yards was good. I'm telling you, this guy's a phenomenal kicker and super guy. 24-10 going into halftime. Now, in the second half, the kickoff was returned to the 30. Okay, yeah, it's a pretty good block. I'm okay with a couple hiccups here and there. Didn't cost us much. They open up with a quarterback keeper to the left. This guy was not afraid to run when he had to. They're going with a balanced offense early in the second half, going run, pass, you know, just trying to keep everybody off balance. They had a pretty good drive to start with. Of course, then they forced the GSU forced the punt. They took over on the 12. Start their seventh drive. It was a short pass with a good run to Kurt. False start on them. Move the ball back. Pass to Davis in the left flat. They seemed to start using what Ball State was doing, and Ball State couldn't stop it. There was a run up the middle to the 50. It was fumbled. Ball State was able to capitalize on that. Then they started running up the middle with success. Quarterback was running more at this point, and a penalty gave them a first down. Trey Payne had a tackle for loss on Ball State when they tried to run to the left. I mean, he might as well have been the running back. He was already back there about the time the guy grabbed the ball. Georgia State forced the field goal on 4th and 8 that Ball State made, of course, made it 24-13. Kickoff to the 1, it was returned by Green to the 21. I'm good with 20 yards per return there. It's a good number. It was a pass to Davis for 45. The offensive line was giving Nick a lot more time. Then, of course, that brought us to the 4th. Nick threw as he hit. It was a first down pass to the tight end Rucker, who I said is slowly emerging as quite good. Nick was sacked a little bit later on. They ended up having to punt to the 50. Ball State was driving. They ended up converting. Touchdown Ball State made it 24-19. 2-point conversion. It was incomplete. Start of the 9th drive, the kickoff went to the 24 for Georgia State. Nick was throwing efficiently and moving the ball while using up the clock. Georgia State ultimately had to punt on that drive, though, and the punt by Lutz went to the 7. It was returned to the 16. Once again, good coverage. Ball State goes for the home run ball, and it was incomplete. Remember, that's when you try to chuck it downfield when the receiver has a step on the defender. 4th and 3rd, they end up having a punt. Ball State had a good defense against Georgia State on the 10th drive they had. Forced a 3rd and 12, and then on 4th and 7, with about 5-plus minutes to go, there was a punt. They ended up punting. Penalty, personal foul, roughing the kicker on number 85. First down, Georgia State. And Lutz was shaken up, but he got up. He's a trooper. He's okay. Thank goodness. Kirk was running up the middle pretty a good bit towards the end. Just really eating up clock and trying to keep the chains moving. The Georgia State punt was blocked, and then they downed it at 27. Georgia State defense took over at that point and started making plays and stops. The pressure by them forced a throwaway on 3rd and ended up having to punt back to Georgia State. For the 11th and final drive, Georgia State was just trying to use the clock up, like I've been saying. They were able to move the ball. 1st and goal, they ended up making it, and Nick with the keeper to the half-yard line, and then touchdown as he kept it again, ran it in. It was a good run by him. You know, ultimately, the thing that really just, you finally get smiles off these players' faces. They were finally enjoying themselves. And the ultimate way you knew that was the sideline showed Trent Miles going up and down the sideline. He was talking to somebody on his headset, and then he was given the celebratory Gatorade bath, which he absolutely earned. Congratulations, Coach Miles, and the Georgia State Football Panthers. Final score, Georgia State 31, Ball State 19. That's the second win of the year. And it was a fun one. It was a lot of fun to watch. And I hope you guys are all coming out. Make sure, you know, bring a friend next time. It'll be November 7th will be the next home game. Of course, that's against University of Louisiana Lafayette. in the Georgia Dome. I believe kickoff is going to be sometime around 2 or 3. And as soon as I hear it, I will let you guys know. Of course, they are off this weekend. Enjoy your weekend off. I know there's some fun activities planned around campus. Maybe I will drop by a few of them. If you see me, say hello. Stop, take a picture. Talk some football. Talk whatever. Let's just stop and say hello. Love to talk to you guys. Like I said, of course, they're off this week. And next week, the game will be at Arkansas State. Another division game. Panthers are right in this. I believe they're fifth in the division. And they're only about two games, I believe, behind the leaders. So, we're still in this. Conference-wise, we're still in this. So, it's going to do it for me this week. Appreciate you guys dropping by. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. We're going to line up some other guests so that you guys can maybe get an opportunity to call in. And I'll let you guys know ahead of time when we have guests. So, if you guys have questions, you can call in. Chat with the people that are our guests, as well as myself. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, those kinds of things. Appreciate you guys dropping in with us this week, and we'll see you next week. Go Panthers! Fine.